we find the people with distressed properties, are we offering them a contract that we will look for a buyer for their distressed property and that we aren't buying their distressed property?
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
So that question, I understand where that question is coming from. It's from you guys' innate desires to be honest with everybody we're dealing with. And I'm totally aware of that, okay? So as a wholesaler, you're not operating as a realtor. Okay, we have places for realtors in our business. Realtors, real estate agents, we have places for them, and we actually want to do business with them. Okay, because they know how to present a property, stage a property, and sell it for retail market, the top dollars. That's their job. Their job is not to help distressed homeowners and distressed properties. Okay, if his house is not presentable for the marketplace, very likely a realtor would not want to deal with the house, or they don't know how to deal with the house. Okay, so remember that everything we're doing here as an investor, okay, you're providing solutions. You're providing solution for distressed homeowners, motivated sellers, yes, but distressed. Someone going through a divorce, someone going through pre-foreclosures, they don't know what to do with this house and they need to offload it. You're coming to the table as a buyer. Now, are you buying it yourself? No, you're connecting the property to a cash buyer, okay? You're connecting the property to an end buyer, okay? But no, you're not doing the job of a brokerage, which is to stage and present a property properly for a retail market. In fact, that's not what you do, okay? So you will not be making up a contract that says you're going to be marketing it, no. Because your buyers, your cash buyers, are private buyers, okay, and they know that they're buying a distressed situation and they know that you're wholesaling, okay. Now, the question now is that maybe you're wondering where's the authenticity in you have, no, you don't have to have cash to buy anything, you just have to have access to the resources, okay. That's the same thing goes for everyone in America or any developed countries because they all use credit card. You don't have to have the money, you just have to have access to the funds. Okay, so yes, the contract will say you're buying, but inside of the contract that we use, we have something that says, I don't know if you guys can see that, you won't be able to see. It says and or assigns. That means you have the right to assign the contract to somebody else. But it's a real contract, okay? It's a real contract, and no, you will not be marketing it on the MLS, so there's no need for you to let them know that you're marketing the property. You can market it to your private investor. So that's the difference. So yes, you're right. It's sort of kind of just in the languages, but it's not just that. There's a difference between a distressed seller and a retail seller. Somebody that, hey, I'm moving to Florida. I got about 6 months, so let me put my house on the market. It's a different ballgame. That's the only time that you can put a house on a listing contract or telling people you're going to be marketing their property. What you're getting here is a controllable equitable interest. That's what they call it, okay? So you are taking over with the contract an ability to purchase the property. The right to purchase the property, okay? All right? So that's the question. Does that clear that off, guys? Discover how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard, even if you're on a shoestring low budget. No cash, credit, or experience required. Just simply go to www.raflipcoach.com. www.raflipcoach.com. You'll be able to download my free PDF that show you exactly how to make $5,000 to $82,000 per month from flipping real estate in your backyard.
hey, do you have cash? Do you have equity equivalent of $50,000 or more to invest in real estate for wealth building? Use our proprietary estate wealth system guide, which you can download for free at estatewealthsystem.com. That's estatewealthsystem.com. Hey, do you want my 6 steps to six-figure PDF? Do you want that? Do you want my free ebook on how to make six figures income in 6 simple steps? Simply go to networkmarketing2show.com. Networkmarketing2show.com.